As we move to the end of the book of Bamidbar, we learn about two tribes who then somehow become 2.5 tribes who approach Moshe. They don't seem to be embarrassed. They don't seem to be ashamed. And they make a request. The request is, we would prefer to stay in this area. We don't want to cross into the lands of Israel. This is a good place for us. And when we keep in mind the personal situation of Moshe, the pathos of that situation, here is a man whose mission has been to bring the Jews to the land of Israel. And he's realized for a while that he's not going to be successful. God has told him that he personally can't cross in. And now there are people who are able to do that which he wishes to do more than anything, and they don't want to do it. So as we read this, we're shocked. So one of the things that I personally do when I study the portion, when I study the Torah, is I read it through as the rabbis told us to. It tells us to read through the text a couple of times in the Hebrew, and it's incredibly important to know what the Hebrew words actually say, and no translation is good enough. Nonetheless, there's one translation that the rabbis told us that we should study as well, and that is the Targum of Unculus, which is the classic translation of the Torah into Aramaic. And generally, over 95% of the time, Unculus is quite literal. And all that happens when you read this after two times in Hebrew, another time in Aramaic, is you learn a little bit of Aramaic. But when they make the request and they speak about the names of the places, there's one place which stands out because the Targum chose, instead of telling us what it says in the text, the Targum read between the lines. And one of the places is identified as the place where Moshe is buried. And as far as I'm concerned, that may change everything. Which means instead of their rejecting something which is holy, the land of Israel, what they may be saying is, we want to stay with Moshe. We want to stay with our Rebbe. We want to stay with our teacher. We want to be close to Moshe's grave. Of course, we all appreciate the irony of this, is that no one will ever know where Moshe's precise location of his grave is. That it's something which God didn't want people to turn into a place of pilgrimage and a place of prayer. And I think it's quite instructive. And we're going to say may not be popular with some. I know there are people who find going to graves incredibly moving. And they go to places all over the world to find graves of holy people. And they feel that somehow by this place, maybe they can connect to that holy person, or maybe they can better connect to God, or maybe something else will take place somehow to some type of divine forgiveness or divine understanding or divine intervention. Nonetheless, Moshe is shocked because Moshe knows there's a holy place and that place can't be compared to even his own grave. And what a conversation this is then according to the Targum, according to Unculus. They're essentially saying, we want to stay near your grave because it's so holy. And he's looking at them and saying, you're like the spies. You're doing something which is dastardly. You're doing something which is horrific. How can you reject the land of Israel when that's the land which God has promised us? All the way from Avram going on to today, God has promised us that land, and that's the holy land. So any of us who are ever tempted to go looking for holy places all over the world, try to remember Moshe's shock when he hears what's written between the lines, that here are some people who would prefer to stay near a grave which may be holier than any other grave that we can imagine. Because Moshe really was the greatest prophet that we've ever had. And Moshe himself finds this completely as an inadequate explanation for why someone would not want to go into the land of Israel. Because Moshe understands every single grain, every single step that one takes in this land is holier in an imaginable way than any grave of any holy person anywhere.